Hi, I'm Anne and I'm a nurse.
I'm Lynn and I'm a full-time mum.
I'm Kenny and I work for the council.
Today we're looking at whether or not the referendum has changed your political perspectives at all. Now, do you feel that you are more politically engaged since the referendum? Do you feel that you have more political conversations perhaps with friends and family and workmates?
Yes. I think people generally are less frightened to talk about it. They're more naturally interested in it. And the more people that talk about it, the more comfortable you become talking to other people about it to help you understand maybe something you didn't understand to begin with.
So you feel less shy to perhaps air your political views and ask questions?
Yeah, because when it came to the referendum, I knew I had to fully understand what was going on, and one of the best ways for me to do that was to talk to people. It just helped you to get a different perspective on things.
I think I'm now more aware of what's going on in the political environment, because I think that's what the referendum did. It got people involved and you want to stay involved.
I think I agree with Kenny. I am more aware than I was before. However, I think probably at the time of the referendum, I had lots of conversations with friends about it, but that's probably died away a little bit and I've probably lost a little bit of interest again, if I'm honest.
The record levels of engagement that we saw during the referendum and the amount of people that turned out to vote, do you hope to see a repeat of that again in May? Is that important?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is important. Yeah. I don't think there will be, but I think it would be nice to think that there would be. Hopefully it will be up on before, but I don't think it'll maybe reach the levels that it did for the referendum. I think that really engaged people in a way that nothing else ever has, really, and I don't see that being repeated to that extent.
I think it'll be more people, as you said, Anne, but I think it'll still be less than what we should be doing.
Last time around, 5 years ago, going out to vote in the general election, do you think you'll feel differently 5 years on?
Usually you would just pick the best of a bad lot, really, but now I really think about it and look into what their policies are.
I think I've matured in my attitude. I think five years ago I was sitting saying, why should I vote for you? Expecting someone to just appear in front of me and explain it to me in a way that I would understand. Whereas as a voter, I should be finding that out. Someone said that to me during the referendum. Go and find it out. It's all there on the internet. It's on leaflets, pamphlets. It's your job to find out what each party's standing for.
I don't think I'll be scared this time to ask questions. If people in the street, if people come to you and politicians and things, I won't be scared to ask my question and I want an answer.